Well, bird flu has reached a second Australian state now as fears grow of a widespread outbreak. A third case of the H5N1 strain was confirmed in a migratory seabird in South Australia after two earlier cases were detected in WA. Wildlife groups are now calling for specialist resources to help.
If the bird flu does extend beyond this one case, we need a separate building where we can do the intake and screening of animals and quarantining. Vet clinics are going to start closing their doors. Some already have stopped accepting wild birds.
That's Mish Simpson there, who runs the Southern Koala and Echidna Rescue in Adelaide. Well, to find out more, I'm joined now by Claire Scriven. Claire is the Minister for Primary Industries in South Australia. Minister, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks very much, Sally.
Just if we can begin with an update, have there been any further cases or suspected cases in SA?
So there haven't been any further cases since this was confirmed on Wednesday. So we've been doing a lot of testing for some time, but certainly since the beginning of the year, and it's been maybe about 770 odd tests from the beginning of the year up until Wednesday when we did have this positive detection. But that is the only positive detection. It certainly isn't in any poultry facility in South Australia or, as I understand it, in Australia at all. And there hasn't been any further detections in wild birds either. So that's really encouraging. Obviously, we are encouraging people to be very alert and to be looking out for any numbers of dead birds or dead wildlife and reporting that to the 1800 number, which is for emergency animal diseases. We have seen increases to that number, as we would expect, and we're very encouraged by that because it means that they can be looked at, investigated, and we're appropriately tested, and we can have early detection if there are any other cases.
And Minister, what's the situation for the poultry industry in South Australia? Are people from industry already taking precautions to get birds inside, or what are you advising them?
Yeah, so I've spoken with the industry actually from early in the week before we had a detection in South Australia, because of course there was the detection in two birds in Western Australia that we all heard about over the weekend. So I've been in touch with the industry. We've already had an industry forum on Wednesday evening and a number of other communications. On the whole, they're saying that they feel reasonably well prepared because of all the work that has gone into bird flu preparation over the last several years by our government, as well as work that we've done with the federal government and other jurisdictions. So they're feeling reasonably well prepared. Obviously, some can choose to make changes to their production facilities. And we are talking about whether there will be other actions that are put in place. That's got to be done, of course, in consultation with all of the industry. And I've already started that process.
And what further surveillance is happening along the coastline in particular to be on the lookout for further cases?
Yeah, so of course there was already surveillance that was happening, and the way that this particular case was found was because there was there were some sick birds and it was posted about on social media, and our government staff who have been on alert for bird flu saw those social media posts and got in contact with the wildlife rescue organisation. So that really does speak to the fact of the level of alertness that we've had in terms of this strain of bird flu. But the surveillance of course is increasing. We're trying to get the message out there to everyone to be on the lookout and to report to that emergency animal disease number if they see anything that just doesn't look quite right. So if they see birds who just seem unwell, perhaps they're sort of staggering around or in circles, not flying away when one would expect to, that sort of thing, it can be a sign. And so we'd encourage people to report that, not to touch any of the birds or if they see dead wildlife, but to record its location, maybe take a photo or a video, and then report that to the 1800 number.
Some wildlife centres, Minister, which have already proven crucial in helping this situation, they say that they need some specialist resources to help. Will those sort of resources be provided? What's your thinking there?
Yeah, so it's all under consideration. We do only have that one detection at the moment, and that was in a migratory seabird, a southern great petrel, which is one that, as I understand it, breeds in Antarctica or the sub-Antarctic regions. So it's not surprising that that has made its way to Australia. And importantly, it's not connected, we understand, to the two in Western Australia. It's not as though it's come from Western Australia. It's simply come in the normal patterns, but this particular bird was found ill. So obviously, we are having those conversations about what else may be required if there are additional detections and looking at all that that might involve.
Do you think the poultry industry in South Australia can protect itself from this virus?
So I think we need to be very alert, but also recognising what has already been done in terms of preparedness. And I really do commend the industry for the way they've worked with my department, the Department of Primary Industries and Regions, over the last several years, and the work that they've put in. At the beginning of the week when I was speaking with industry, they were simply saying that they are increasing or revisiting perhaps their biosecurity plans, all of which have been in place. And on a state government level, we've made investments over the last few years to strengthen our preparedness for various emergency animal diseases, including bird flu. We've invested in some specialised response capabilities, a mobile diagnostic laboratory, robotic equipment for the state veterinary diagnostic lab, decontamination units, other equipment too, that we can deploy really quickly for an on-ground response. So there's a lot that's gone into it. And we're pleased to see that coming to fruition now.
Minister, thank you very much. Claire Scriven is the Minister for Primary Industry in South Australia.